T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now, from the legendary WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from across the Chicago area, our nation, and the world.
Our top local story on WBBM, an off-duty Chicago police officer was shot last night on the west side. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
Police say that around 9:15 last night, the off-duty officer was confronted by several people in an alley in the 2200 block of West Maypole in the Westtown neighborhood. Police say more than one person began shooting at the officer, wounding him. He returned fire. Interim Chicago Police Superintendent Fred Waller says the victim is a veteran officer and lucky to be alive.
I think he's approximately maybe 20 plus years. He was off duty coming from dinner. I did speak with him, of course, which is naturally. He's very emotional and happy to just be grazed in the arm, because the amount of shell casings that we found out there, it could have been very, very much worse.
Superintendent Waller says a gun that may have belonged to one of the shooters was found at the scene. No one is in custody. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
There aren't many details at the time, but police say they are assisting in an investigation of an incident involving a police shooting this morning. State police report that it took place near Division and Broadway in South Suburban Blue Island. No other details are available at this time.
Responding to the violence in the city over the holiday weekend, the mayor is saying Chicago police are making the right moves to bring things under control.
Mayor Johnson says what Chicago saw this past weekend was a manifestation of community disinvestment, trauma, and more. And he says his administration's using a collaborative approach to address the violence. Interim Police Superintendent Fred Waller thanked community partners and described the plans.
Throughout this weekend, we were adjusting resources in real time, tailored to the needs of the neighborhoods, even on a block-by-block basis. Our public safety strategies, including our summer safety plan, evolve and are fluid and will adapt to address what we are seeing on the ground.
The mayor approves.
Congratulations to the police department to demonstrating that type of nimbleness. You know, look, everybody knows there was some disruption at one of the beaches, shut it down, didn't have any other incidents after that. Right, Sueños? It went well.
Sueños was a music festival in Grant Park. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Naperville Park District is trying to reassure people that the water at Centennial Beach is safe. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
The Park District responded on social media to social media posts about the water that one woman described as bizarre, bright green. The Park District said it's algae and the water is safe for swimming. It says Centennial Beach staff continues to monitor the water quality and all tests have shown normal results. The water in the former quarry is chlorinated and recirculated, but it is not filtered. The Park District says it's working to mitigate the algae to deter further growth. That's the story from Naperville.
A meeting is scheduled in Evanston today to discuss the city's ongoing reparations program. The meeting will take place at the Morton Civic Center on Ridge and will also include an update on the process. 16 residents have received the first reparations from the city so far. They involve $25,000 each toward home improvements, a down payment, or mortgage assistance.
Meantime, the Chicago Urban League will release the results of its latest report on the state of Black Chicago. The group says the report is a periodic examination of racial inequities in several areas, including education, employment, housing, and other aspects of life in the city.
Governor Pritzker is making stops across the state celebrating the passage of the budget over the weekend. His first stop, University of Illinois Springfield.
What's distinctive about University of Illinois Springfield?
Most students started their degree at a community college. With this new budget, we're making it possible for nearly every student from a low, moderate, or middle-income family to go to community college tuition-free.
And Governor Pritzker took a shot at predecessor Bruce Rauner.
Many of the universities had to raise tuition and accept many more people from out of the state because the state wasn't supporting higher education, wasn't supporting MAP grants, put MAP grants in jeopardy.
Pritzker said universities here can now attract higher quality faculty. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some NASCAR drivers are already looking over the street course in the city for next month's race.
It's going to be a unique challenge.
NASCAR driver A.J. Allmendinger spoke as traffic whizzed by Grant Park, which will soon be transformed into a racetrack. He says street racing is tough and cool.
What Chicago is going to do here over the two-day period is going to bring a lot of your casual or non-fans to the sport and kind of open their eyes. But as a driver, it's a unique challenge because there's certain parts of this racetrack that are going to be super wide, and there's a lot of parts of this racetrack that are going to be very narrow. And at very high speeds, you make a 2-inch mistake, you pay the price.
NASCAR Hall of Famer Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I think the fact that it's a compelling atmosphere with a street course, and NASCAR's never done it before, will be a really good draw, whether you're a race fan, casual, diehard, or not a race fan at all.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Five students at an elementary school in Chicago were sent to the hospital yesterday after smoking marijuana.
Paramedics responded to Harvard Elementary School in the 7500 block of South Harvard Avenue, according to Chicago police and fire officials, because five students were seen laughing uncontrollably after ingesting marijuana from a vape pen. A police source told ABC7 one student brought the pen to school and shared it with four friends. The police source said the children were able to climb into the ambulances on their own, were taken to area hospitals to be examined, and they were in good condition. Roger Plummer, 105.9 WBBM.
People walking in the loop are being put on alert after a pair of falcons was seen attacking walkers near Wacker and Monroe. Experts say the birds are protecting a nest they've built on a seventh-floor ledge of a nearby building. South Branch Tavern and Grill worker Alex Boreja says the pair was first spotted last week.
It all started with one of our customers that walked in, and he said he happened to walk in, and all of a sudden he felt like something like hit on the back of the head for no reason. And then when you realize that he had a baseball cap on, and then we looked up, the hawk was taking his baseball cap away.
The peregrine falcon is the official bird of the city. It was once on the state's endangered list, but there is a program that now has more than 20 breeding pairs in the city being overseen by the Field Museum.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.